Kovac thought about it for a moment. I would say no. She seemed devoted to the family. But she is very protective of David Moore. She didn't like me implying he could have had his wife attacked. They seemed a little too cozy when they came back from having breakfast yesterday. I asked her point blank if she had something going on with him. And? And she denied it, but she didn't want to look at me when she said it. Do you think she could have done it? Dawes asked again. He tried to imagine Anka overpowering Carrie. Physically, could she do it? Probably. She's young, looks athletic, she's taller than Carrie, and Carrie was in no condition to fight, he said. And if the girl had a weapon. Or if she didn't have to struggle with her victim, Dawes said. Kovac knew what she was saying. If Carrie was already dead, Anka would have had to struggle only with her employer's corpse. She wouldn't have had to be careful about it, shove the body down the stairs, drag it down the hall and out through the kitchen and into the garage. Kovac called over the lead of the crime scene people and told him to check the stairs for hair, blood, and tissue. I haven't seen any blood, he said to Dawes. I guess she could have cleaned up. We don't know that she didn't have help, Dawes said. When she left last night, she might have picked up an accomplice along with her movie and popcorn. Kovac sat back against the edge of David Moore's desk and crossed his arms, thinking. If she had an accomplice, why would she leave the house this morning, he asked. It would make more sense to stay behind, play the victim. Not everyone has the sly, conniving mind you do. That's a gift. Possibilities other than the nanny? Dawes asked. The house was locked tight, Kovac said. The alarm system was set. Of course, Moore would have given up the code if he sent someone here to do the job. He thought about that for a minute. That's some balls, to go through with a kidnapping when the cops are already all over you like a bad rash. Moore doesn't have a set like that, that's for sure. He nearly pissed himself when I confronted him last night. It doesn't take much nerve at all to hire out the job, Dawes said. And he gave himself an alibi. He couldn't have come back here last night without us knowing about it. The tail would have followed him over here. We have to get a handle on the mystery man from the bar, Kovac said. If I could get Ginny Bird alone, I'd scare a name out of her in 3 seconds. And we still have Stan Dempsey running around, Dawes said. Kovac shrugged. Why would Stan grab the nanny? Why wouldn't he just tie her up, tape her mouth shut, and leave? He's got no beef with the nanny. It doesn't matter to him if she's a witness. He's not trying to be anonymous. Where's my daughter? The demand came from the front hall. David Moore. Kovac looked hard at Dawes. You called him? He's the little girl's father, Sam. He's a suspect. We have nothing linking him to this or to the attack in the parking ramp. Kate Quinn is here. She can take care of Lucy, Kovac said. Kate has experience with both kids and crime victims, and it turns out she knows the family. That's not the protocol, Dawes said calmly. Fuck the protocol! Out in the hall, David Moore raised his voice. I damn well will come into my own home.
I'm sorry, sir, this is a crime scene.
Dawes went out into the hall.
It's all right, Officer Potts. Mr. Moore, could you please join me in your den?
Moore stepped past the uniform, drawing a bead on the lieutenant.
What the hell is going on? Where's my daughter? Is she hurt?
Mr. Moore, I'm Lieutenant Dawes. Your daughter hasn't suffered any physical injuries. I need you to calm down and understand what's going on here before you see her.
I don't care what you need, Lieutenant,
Moore said. He was red in the face and breathing hard.
I want to see my child.
Yeah, Kovac cracked. Here's the fucking father of the year. Had to get out of bed with his prostitute girlfriend to come to his daughter's aid.
Dawes gave him a look. Detective? Moore turned purple.
I want him off this case, he shouted, jabbing a finger at Kovac. I want him charged with harassment and brutality. He put his hands on me.
Kovac rolled his eyes. I never touched him,